This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to be very, very clear, and it's not because I'm in some FBI butt-kissing operation, but because I've learned how this stuff works. The Democrats would stage riots, came out in the WikiLeaks, came out in other documents, Soros documents in court we covered just last month, would exacerbate every questionable police shooting, would cause race riots, would try to discredit local governments to then bring in federal control under UN edict under the Strong Cities Initiative. And believe me, I couldn't believe 2 years ago when they were openly saying the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, wanted the UN to take over local police departments. I mean, you can't make that up, but that was the announcements. Even crazier than I can think of. I mean, it's just they're getting bold as they lose. They're like overshooting. They used to like deny world government. Now it's like world government summit says get rid of the family, you know, this week. So when you just sit there and, like, attack a group and say every FBI agent's a horrible person and they're all bad and blah, 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 you know there's a political aim behind that because it's an institution. Somebody wants to hijack that institution. And if Trump was trying to clearly block the FBI and do bad things, I'd be against him. But there are criminal elements in the FBI, so they make it about an attack on the FBI instead of about ferreting out criminal elements within it. But at the left, the globalists are going to call for gun control. They're going to blame gun owners and say, we're all guilty. And then you've got the holdovers of the whole Obama FBI not doing anything about people that keep wanting to do mass shootings, Islamic attacks, San Bernardino, FBI agents were threatened with arrest, civil rights, criminal investigations, because they were trying to stop people that went to Pakistan and went to Saudi Arabia. Those were FBI agents and federal marshals that tried to do their jobs. They were threatened with criminal charges for civil rights violations, like they were KKK members about to blow up a black church for trying to stop Muslim immigrants that were terrorists and later did attack a Christmas party. So am I saying the FBI is the enemy? No, it was the FBI low level trying to stop it. It was just department above it making it a political operation completely. That said, here's the breaking news. It's out of London Independent. It's out of Sputnik News. It's out of AP. Florida governor calls for FBI director's resignation over missed shooter's tip. On YouTube, you name it. Florida Governor Rick Scott called for the resignation of FBI Director Christopher Wray on Friday after the agency admitted that the January tip regarding Nicholas Cruz was not investigated. The announcement comes after the FBI admitted on Friday that a person close to Cruz connected the agency's public access line to report their concerns about the 19-year-old's gun ownership, desire to kill people, and erratic behavior, disturbing social media posts. Yeah, he called himself the school shooter. If there was some weird guy with guns in a school and my kids went there, he called himself, "Hi, Mr. Jones, I'm the school shooter." I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, you're 19-year-old, you're getting your ass kicked, and I'm not saying that to act macho, man. You walk over and say, "I'm going to shoot your kid." What the hell? But that's where we are in this country with the leftists and the globalists protecting Islamists, the schizophrenics, you name it. It never ends. So we'll continue to cover that. Coming up, we've got the guest host here, Joel Gilbert, Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch, heading up his own powerful group now with the latest intel on everything that's happening. It's all coming up on the other side of this quick one-minute break. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and I know you're awake. Hell, you're more awake than I am. But if you don't spread the links to the articles, if you don't spread the word, you don't paint InfoWars on the side of your barn, put a sticker on the back of your truck, if you don't call and talk radio or C-SPAN and plug it, they'll beat us. And if they can beat us, they can beat you. But you know what? We keep winning because you keep taking action. So I'm telling a football team in the fourth quarter, it's already 20 points ahead, Great job. Let's not just lose this. I commend you all, but it's up to us to lose. It's ours to lose. Let's take
top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the baby out of the incubator. Must be something to die on the cold spot.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you from California, right from the left coast. You know me as a frequent guest, filmmaker, Dreams from My Real Father, There's No Place Like Utopia, and right now in the InfoWars store, you got to buy it from Alex Jones. It's Trump, the Art of the Insult. You won't be able to stop laughing. You got to go to the InfoWars store and get the Art of the Insult. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Clinton basher, attorney Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch USA. He's going to be giving us a lot of insight on what's going to happen next in Washington with the so-called indictments or non-indictments, if anything's going to happen and how it can happen to take care of these conspirators against the United States. First, I'm going to give you some of my insights, some of my takes on what's going on in the news. Briefly, because we're going to talk to Larry Klayman later, I want to talk about something personal about the Steele dossier. Of course, we all read about Bruce Orr. People have seen Bruce Orr in the news quite a bit. His wife worked for Fusion GPS. She was a Russia expert, and he's knee-deep in it. Well, I actually went to high school with Bruce Orr. There's that high school photo. And I knew Bruce Orr growing up. Came from my small town in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Bruce was a nice enough guy, and the reason I'm telling you this is because he was a brainiac. He was an A-plus student. Physics major in college. He was not an ideologue. He was not a political person. If I'm being honest, he was a little bit of a wimp. So I'm going to predict, based on my knowledge and experience with Bruce Orr growing up, that he's probably cooperating with the investigators, because he was actually scheduled to be interviewed by the House committee over a month ago. No interview. And I think that's very interesting. I think his personality is someone who's going to cooperate. If anything, it was his wife, Nellie, I think, that got him into this nonsense, because we saw how much she's involved with Russia. She spent time in Russia. She learned Russian. And in my experience, people that become so obsessed with Russia is very strange and very rare group of people that do that. And the only people that do that are essentially what we call red diaper babies. Red diaper babies are children of communists, children of Communist Party USA members. It's a phenomenon that goes way back. In the 1960s, all the leaders of the Weather Underground, SDS, Students for Democratic Society, Marxist terrorist groups, all of them came from families where their parents taught them growing up, we're pro-Stalin, we're pro-communist, we love Russia, America is evil. This is the nonsense these people were fed, and then they grow up having an obsession with Russia. As you know from my film, Dreams from My Real Father, I presented a mountain of evidence that Obama's real father was a Soviet agent, Frank Marshall Davis, the man who raised him in Hawaii, and he was radicalized. Now, Bruce Orr, I believe, is going to sing to the feds because he's no radical. He's a very nice kid, and he probably got involved in some things that he realizes, you know, are way over his head. So we're going to talk to Larry Klayman about that later at the bottom of the hour. I want to give you some insights into this horrific shooting by this nut job in Florida this week. As usual, we hear that the FBI was warned about this guy and did nothing. And, of course, the left calls for gun restrictions. They call this common sense. It's always common sense with the left. They use these word games. They want common sense gun laws. Of course, there were no common sense truck laws when the terrorists ran over people in New York or anywhere else when these people were on a bike path. They didn't talk about common sense pressure cooker laws after the Tsarnaev brothers made bombs out of pressure cookers. Every time a Islamic terrorist shoots, stabs, bombs, or runs over Americans, of course, the response of the left is, let's not jump to conclusions. There's no common sense call for common sense immigration reform. Where's the common sense? So you got to be careful about leftist word games. They've been playing word games forever because on the face of it, their policies don't make any sense. Of course, back in the 60s, they used to say, don't kill your children. And then it became choice. Abortion was a matter of choice. Of course, only 8-9 years ago, Barack Obama was saying marriage is between a man and a woman and God. God's in the mix. And then later he said, well, no, now the word is equality. It's marriage equality. So we've got common sense, choice, and equality. The next one is government-controlled health care. Government-controlled doctors. Doctors work for the government. We see how that works in the VA hospitals. But the new word is access. You have to have access to health care. Everyone has to have access. Now, access simply means free government health care. And now, of course, we hear because this nut job shot people that we need common sense gun reform, which simply means eliminate, of course, the Second Amendment. So the media simply in turn replays and repeats these word games. And often Republicans accidentally get caught up in it, too. They repeat these word games. So you have to be very vigilant not to accidentally accept the language of the left. All these things, the immigration system is broken. I've heard Republicans say that. In fact, the immigration system was fine. It was the enforcement that was broken. So it's all about word games when it comes to the left. But let's talk about the FBI and their incompetence with this mass shooter. They've been missing a lot of mass shooters lately. I want to go through some of them and give you some insights, especially into Las Vegas. Of course, Dylan Roof bought weapons because of errors of the FBI and their background checks. Fort Hood shooter Major Nidal Hassan was in contact with Al-Qaeda terrorist Anwar al-Awlaki. FBI declined to investigate him. Nothing could go wrong there. Of course, the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston, one of them was investigated by the FBI. They said, no links to terrorism. See you later. Pulse nightclub shooter Omar Mateen was turned into the FBI. Remember, if you see something, say something. They had like a 2-year investigation of this guy. They interviewed him. They eventually said, well, no problem. Never mind. And then after he shoots up the nightclub, they lecture us again. If you see something, say something. Well, that entire idea is completely irrelevant. It's been proven over and over. It's not going to help. A better slogan would be prepared to protect yourself because the FBI ain't going to do it. FBI ain't going to do it. What has the FBI been doing lately? We know they spend their time carrying bags of money to Russian hoaxers who are offering up short stories about Donald Trump. Biggest racket in the world. They're paying about $85,000 per page. That's what they paid for the Steele dossier. FBI is also leaking about Donald Trump. Even the director of the FBI leaking about Donald Trump. Not looking into these guys on these watch lists. And, of course, they're apparently texting each other. That's another big deal. So I'm going to talk more in depth about the Las Vegas shooter and some things that I've learned and how the FBI goes into the mix. We'll be right back after the break.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars, Joel Gilbert coming to you right from the left coast. At the bottom of the hour, attorney Larry Klayman, Clinton basher, legal scholar, and a voice against government corruption. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the FBI. In the meantime, I ended the last segment saying, instead of, if you see something, say something, the better slogan is, be prepared to protect yourself, because the FBI is clearly preoccupied with an obsession on Donald Trump, and they are not protecting people as they easily could. I want to talk about the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock. Now, this is a strange case. A rich, retired white guy, regular old dude, decides to give it all up and murder 59 or so country music fans. What are the odds of that? And there's no motive. Lots of strange things. No motive. There's hundreds of cameras in the Mandalay Bay. They must have had this guy coming and going with bags of stuff and suitcases full of guns or something. How come we haven't seen a videotape? Anyone seen a video of a tape of that? There was only one witness, which was a security guard who goes to Mexico. The FBI lets him go to Mexico a few days later. And then a week later, he's on the Ellen DeGeneres show. You know, could it be that a different guy came back from Mexico and there's something else going on? As long as there's no information, you have to wonder what's happening. Now, I called a source, a good friend of mine who was a retired military guy, very high up in the U.S. military, retired in Vegas for many years. And he checks for me with the top security officials, police, even FBI in Las Vegas. And he said that these main security people who usually know everything knew nothing. They knew nothing, and they usually know everything. And they said that it seemed like all the information was blocked up from the top. So you have to ask, you know, what really happened? Now, remember, the FBI screwed up in Orlando, Florida. They had this guy, Omar Mateen, under surveillance for 2 years and dropped the ball. 49 people dead. That was pretty embarrassing. There was a similar story in Manchester. The shooter, Salman Abedi, at the Ariana Grande concert in England, she was under surveillance and they let him go. I'm sorry, he was under surveillance and the Brits let him go. That was pretty embarrassing. So it's a pattern that we see in Vegas, except they didn't maybe tell us what really went down. Now, I would bet one day we're going to find out that Stephen Paddock was under surveillance. What if all that video in the hotel that they're not showing us, what if there were FBI guys helping them carry guns up to the room? They certainly wouldn't want to show you that if they screwed up and let him go. When they cut off the information flow, it means there's something wrong. What if Paddock was moonlighting? What if he was working with the FBI trying to set up some ISIS character, and the ISIS guy did all the shooting and killed Paddock and left? Remember, the FBI has cut off all the information. We know there's corruption in the FBI. These guys get short stories from Russians that are ridiculous, and they say, oh, let's go open up an investigation on Donald Trump. So the point is, the FBI seems hopelessly corrupt and incapable on all levels of executing protection for Americans. So this see something, say something is quite irrelevant, doesn't matter. Be prepared to protect yourself, because the FBI hasn't proven that they're ever going to do that. Next thing I want to give my take
is on Iran. We saw in North Korea, of course, was in the news at the Olympics because Kim Jong-un's little sister really, really impressed the media because she showed up, said nothing, and hardly even smiled. And the media thought that, that was really cool. So I want to give you a unique take on North Korea that you probably haven't heard. Everyone knows about Obama's deal with Iran. It was a private deal. It was not approved by the Senate as required. And it included the transfer of $1.7 billion in cash. Now, the media likes to say, well, some of this might have gone to terrorism, but I would argue much worse. Did you notice that the Korean, North Korean nuclear program suddenly took off? They're suddenly shooting all these missiles and exploding nuclear bombs as soon as Iran got this cash. So, unfortunately, the real story that was broken by a reporter, Claudia Rosette, who told me about this, I met her, and she wrote about it in Forbes magazine. She said that Iran did not need cash, that the entire point of the agreement with Obama was to allow Iran access to international banking. She even told me that Iran didn't even ask for cash till the very end. And she told me that there's only one country in the world, one country that must use cash to do transactions, and that one country is North Korea. So again, did you notice that the North Korean nuclear program took off once Obama paid the Iranians the cash? So I think what's most likely is the Iranians simply sent their $1.7 billion in cash to North Korea to continue the Iranian nuclear program during the 10 years they're not allowed to produce. This means that Obama's nuclear deal actually caused both Iran and North Korea to develop nuclear weapons. That's probably what happened. And don't think for a second that Obama didn't know this all along. Obama's record in office was to diminish the power of the United States and empower America's intractable enemies. If you've seen my film, Dreams to My Real Father, you know that Obama was raised by a Russian agent who I say is his real father. And Frank Marshall Davis taught Obama to hate, taught him to hate America, hate white people, hate people of different economic classes. He taught him Malcolm X, Angela Davis, so much so that you can see that Obama is very comfortable with anti-American extremists, and they're very comfortable with him. Again, the Iran deal may have, in fact, created two nuclear powers, North Korea and Iran. It took America over 10 years to recover from the disastrous Jimmy Carter presidency. It may take 20 or more years to recover from Obama's legacy of anti-Americanism, racial division, class division, and damage to security. Coming up at the bottom of the hour with Larry Klayman, first we want to pay some bills. I want to tell you to please go to the InfoWars store, because we want you to check out the Super Blue products at the InfoWars store. They're 50% off for a limited time. And it goes like this. In the fight to avoid outside toxins and fluoride, you may be missing one of the most obvious sources, your store brand toothpaste. While you try to keep your mouth clean, you may be filling your body with unnatural ingredients and fluoride. That's why InfoWars created the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. This groundbreaking fan favorite at InfoWars Life Products is 50% off. It's loaded with the good halogen iodine and other beneficial compounds, hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Featuring plenty of natural oils, high-quality ingredients, used in aboriginal and biblical times. Again, it's called Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. It will supercharge your health and leave you with fresh, minty breath. And you need something like that when you know the FBI isn't helping out. You know you need it because you need to have a break sometimes, and I think this will be something you'll really enjoy. If you're not a fan of peppermint, don't worry. There's also bubblegum flavor. You can expand your fluoride products for a full and natural bathroom habit. I'll be up at the bottom of the hour with attorney Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch USA. We'll take calls later.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, sitting in for this hour on InfoWars, right from the left coast from Los Angeles, California. We're going to be taking some calls later. Start calling in. It's 877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. I'm going to bring on my guest now. It's Larry Klayman, the incredible warrior, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. He's known for his strong public interest advocacy in ethics, individual freedoms. Larry became so famous for fighting corruption that the NBC hit show West Wing named a character after him named Harry Claypool.
played by John Deal. His latest book is Whores, Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment. Larry Klayman, welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you, Joel, for being on. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Great to have you. All right, before we get into some of the FBI corruption, let's catch up a little bit. What people want to know is the Clintons have a rap sheet that would make Al Capone blush. Why have they never been put away? What have you done to try to do so, and what has always stood in the way?
So that's the $64,000 question adjusted for inflation, so it's now in the multi-millions. But this is the way Washington works. It's why I founded Judicial Watch back in 1994. Of course, you know, I left and I ran for the U.S. Senate, and I started Freedom Watch when I came out, and that can be found at freedomwatchusa.org. But it's all a giant kabuki dance in Washington, D.C. I did get a finding that Bill Clinton committed a crime when he released the Privacy Act protected files of a woman he sexually assaulted in the Oval Office, Kathleen Willey. But other than that, the government does not take action against its own. It's like the National Football League. You have the American Conference, the National Conference. They both exploit these scandals. They go on TV, whether it's Fox News or CNN, depending on whether you're right or left. But nothing ever happens because there's an unwritten truce between the parties that we're not going to take out any of our upper-level establishment people. And that's why you need a Larry Klayman and a Freedom Watch. I've now recommended that I be appointed special counsel. I'll get the job done. I'll take care of the Clintons. I'll take care of Obama. I'll take care of the corrupt Republicans. We're nonpartisan, and they can sign our petition at freedomwatchusa.org. It needs to be. We have 15,000 names so far, but we need to have many more because the president needs to put his foot down and either nominate me or nominate somebody like me to finally get this job done, because they're going to destroy him. Mueller will destroy him, and so will the Obama-Clinton deep state.
All right, well, that's what I want to look. Conservatives have been very frustrated because, of course, Obama interfered in the 2012 election. He unleashed the IRS on conservative groups so they couldn't organize while the left could organize. Of course, Benghazi, American ambassador killed. All the evidence was there. Nothing happened. IRS, nothing happened. Now we've got the DOJ and FBI interfering in the 2016 election. What can you tell us to give us any encouragement or hope that the law will be applied against Obama and the leftists, that this will be any different, that it won't just be swept under the rug, and let's move on?
Joel, it won't be any different unless I'm appointed special counsel. There's nobody like me, frankly. And you can see what's going on right now with Trey Gowdy. He's playing both sides of the street. He's going out into private practice. He's praising Mueller. He started an investigation over Rob Porter in the White House, the guy who was accused of abusing his ex-wife. These people play both sides of the street. So, you know, it's not just an advertisement. I honestly believe I will risk my life for this country if I have to, and I have been threatened in the past, is that you need a Larry Klayman to be appointed special counsel or it won't happen. My former
group... Larry, go ahead. You know,
now, my former group gets documents. That's good. But then they ask the government to do something. The government's not going to do anything. And if I'm special counsel, I will have the powers of the Justice Department behind me, and I conduct investigations. We've got enough now to indict the Clintons, to indict Obama, to indict Mueller for leaking grand jury information on Trump, for a lot of different things. And it won't happen unless I'm special counsel. It won't happen. There's nobody else out there that'll do it.
Okay, let's take, for example, what's going on with Jeff Sessions. You'd think he would have the power to clean house. And people seem very frustrated that he's kind of acting like an employee at the DOJ instead of the head of the DOJ. Why isn't this guy hardcore Southern conservative, supported Trump from the get-go? Why isn't he cleaning house?
So, first of all, he's a politician, okay? So by his nature, he plays all sides at the same time. But the problem that Jeff Sessions has is that he himself is under investigation as either a subject or a target of Mueller's investigation. He's been accused of perjuring himself in front of Congress by virtue of saying he never met with a Russian ambassador. It was nonsense, even if he met with him. There was no big deal, but he didn't tell the truth, number one. He did meet with a Russian ambassador. Number two, he's under investigation for alleged collusion with Russia. He was on the Trump transition team, and he was also supporting the president to be elected president. And then, of course, he's been accused of playing a role in the firing of James Comey, which is, according to Mueller, possible obstruction of justice. So He's put his head in the sand. He doesn't want to offend Mueller or the Democrats, and he's been absolutely zero as an attorney general. I've said, and others have said after I said it, that he should resign or do his job. But he's been a complete worthless disgrace as the attorney general.
Well, what you're also saying is that he was neutralized by these attacks from the left. Don't forget, Devin Nunes was neutralized by an ethics complaint for like 6 months. So maybe this is a technique that they'll always find something to make you afraid to do anything. What would you do day one, Larry Klayman? You're the special counsel. You're in charge of the Clinton investigation. Just for me, you're going to investigate Obama's background and who his father really is. And you're going to find out what the DOJ and FBI were up to. What do you do day one? What's your agenda those first couple days?
Well, what I do is I impanel a grand jury, and you start hauling these people in front of a grand jury. Now, we know that the evidence exists that Obama put forward a fraudulent birth certificate, regardless of where he was born, and I don't believe he was born in this country. And with regard to who his father is, that's an open question, but it was a fraudulent birth certificate, and that is a crime. So he can be convicted for that. He can be convicted for using the intelligence agencies to illegally spy on hundreds of millions of Americans, notwithstanding President Trump, who we know he was behind that. He could be convicted for misuse of the IRS. I can go on and on and on, Joel, but there's a lot there. And, of course, the Clintons, we know about them. That's a criminal enterprise, and they used the Clinton Foundation as that enterprise to be able to make millions and millions of dollars at the expense of American national security. So, yes, I'll bring them in. And that's the difference between Jeff Sessions and me, and that's why I want people to go to our website at freedomwatchusa.org. Sign that petition because, you see, the establishment doesn't want someone like Larry Klayman. We have to force it from the masses to say, yes, we need Larry because I will risk everything. Sessions won't risk anything. He's there.
You'll put up a grand jury and you'll start calling people before the grand jury. Look, I'm hearing Jeanine Pirro every other Saturday. She says indictments are forthcoming, and I just don't see it. Do you think she's credible?
I like Jeanine Pirro, and I like what she says, but you know what? She doesn't understand. You know, she's been a judge in New York State. She was a prosecutor. But in Washington, D.C., the swamp, she doesn't understand it. She doesn't understand it yet. And, you know, Fox does this, and Fox does a good job, and I commend them. But they're doing it to boost ratings. They want people to think that something's going to happen. But we know it's not going to happen. Same thing for Hannity. You know, Trump, this optimism, or Sarah Carter or John Solomon. I know them both. They're nice people. They're good reporters. But it's to try to boost interest. But unless you have Larry Klayman, a special prosecutor, it's not going to happen. It's never happened in my entire
career. Well, we're gonna come back next segment. We're going to keep Larry Klayman with us. Please call in, ask questions of Larry. It's 877-789-ALEX. Again, 877-789-2593. Bring your questions to Larry Klayman. Let's see if we can get him into the special counsel's office. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes with Larry Klayman.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert here coming to you right from the left coast with my guest, Larry Klayman. I'm going to take a few calls in a minute, but first, Larry, I want to ask you, you've been fighting the Clintons for 30 years. Tell us something we don't know that would just horrify us even more, if that's even possible. Did Hillary order the attack on the Waco compound? Give us one thing we don't know that people would be really shocked by.
What we don't know is what we don't know. Now, we know that there's a pattern in practice, Joel, of the Clintons going all the way back decades, where they use government services, they sell it for campaign contributions and to line their own pockets. There's a lot of things we don't know. Now, one of the things that I was trying to uncover was the sale of waivers to do business with Iran while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. This is something that hasn't come out. A Democrat judge was appointed to this case, and not one document ever came out. So consequently, that's something that we'll be looking into if I'm special counsel, because she was actually selling U.S. national security, undermining the sanctions against Iran to line her own pocket. We know that's what they do. And I also want to get into some of the judges who have covered for them. Frankly, they should be indicted, too, for covering these things up. I'm writing a column today for WorldNetDaily.com about the judges, and we have such politicized Obama and Clinton hacks on the bench that they slow roll everything. And we've got to break through that. We have to start impeaching some of them, and I'm going to be working with the Judiciary Committee to do that. But as special counsel, I can bring them in front of the grand jury. And in fact, we can indict them for covering things up. Let me give you an example. Amy Berman Jackson, who's sitting on the Manafort prosecution, first of all, won't let Manafort out of house arrest. Then she puts a gag order on so he can't defend himself when he's being attacked in the media. On top of that, she's not concerned about the criminal grand jury leaks of Mueller, which are criminal. They're trying to destroy Trump and everybody around him before they're even tried. So these are the kinds of things. If a judge violates his or her oath of office, she should be indicted. And Amy Berman Jackson should be indicted. So that's why I need to be special counsel. I mean, there will be hell to pay. Please.
All right, Larry, I think a lot of people would like to see that. Let's go to Rudy in California and see what he thinks of Larry Klayman as a special prosecutor. Rudy? Go ahead, Rudy. You're on.
Robert Mueller is no good. I mean, he is truly the deep state. That's who he is. I mean, here I am. I'm in California. You know, I was raised around Democrats, but I'm becoming more, I guess you could say, more of a conservative Democrat now. But I'm different than them. I tell you, I'm getting tired of this. This is ridiculous.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let me go to someone else. Let's go to there's also a Dr. Kelly who wants to volunteer for Larry's special grand jury. Larry, is it legal if you put on a Alex Jones supporter? Let's see what Dr. Kelly has to say.
Hey,
are you
Larry,
there?
Good to be here with you today, and thank you for your work. And I would like to volunteer, and I would like to call on all Californians and Nevadans to wake up. This is the grand jury reawakening. You need to get there and serve at your county level. You need to do the accusation and indictment functions of your criminal grand jury as well as your civil. And I've got to serve for 3 years in one of the 58 California counties, and I would like to volunteer for the special federal grand jury if needed.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call. Larry, can you take volunteers in this way, or you'd have to get them more at random to be able to really kick ass? How does it work?
No, there's two ways
to
do
it. Who's on the grand jury?
Two ways to do it. I have a citizen's grand jury in Ocala, Florida, a very conservative place. You know, I'm from Florida. And I actually did indict Clinton and Obama, and we convicted them in front of a citizen's trial. Okay, this grand juries don't belong to the judicial branch. They don't belong to the executive branch. They don't belong to the legislative branch. Judge Scalia ruled that in a case, United States versus Williams, back in 1982. So we can do it in ourselves, but the problem is we can't enforce the indictments and convictions. And that's why if I'm special counsel, you see, I have the powers of the Justice Department, the U.S. Marshals Service, and once we indict them, once we convict them, then you can enforce it. Because I've always said that the worst punishment for Bill and Hillary Clinton is to be put in prison in the same prison cell together for the rest of their lives. But those grand juries are chosen randomly on voter rolls. Okay, but if people want to assist us as volunteers, that's something that we can consider. So go to our website at freedomwatchusa.org. Sign the petition. You can put comments up there. Let me know who you are, and we'll be back in contact with you because we do need a citizen's army. I'm trying to avoid, Joel, I don't want there to be a violent revolution. I want this to be peaceful. So we need Larry Klayman. And I know I sound like I'm advertising myself, but I honestly believe it in my heart is that I'm the only one that will do it and can do it. Everybody else is like Jeff Sessions. They'll put their heads in the sand because they're going to put their interests ahead of the country. We don't have patriots anymore in positions of power in law enforcement that are willing to go against the Clintons. Sessions is but he lacks guts.
Well, how and when did the DOJ and FBI and even CIA become so corrupt with leftists and people that are not following the law and are on to goose chases like Russian hoaxers instead of dealing with people making threats and Islamic terrorists in the United States? How did that happen?
Well, it's always been somewhat the case. This is why I was a Justice Department lawyer. I'm very proud when I became one. I helped break up AT&T. But I saw how it was so politicized. If you were on the wrong side of the street, you're more likely to be indicted and tried. And if you're on the right side, it would look the other way. So it's been that way to a certain extent. But over the last several decades, it's gotten much worse. It's gotten politicized. 97% of the lawyers at the Justice Department either contributed monies or voted for either Clinton or Obama. That's unbelievable. They're leftists. And the people at the top are scared to take them on like Sessions, because they're scared that those people wind up going against them, leaking information, smearing them, whatever. There's this deep state that is highly leftist in this country. And that's why, you know, I want to be special counsel, because I won't let that influence me. I've always been nonpartisan. I went against Bush and Cheney when they did the wrong thing. But this is not the kind of a situation where you need someone who's going to play politics. Our country's hanging in the balance. President Trump is our last hope before we get something even worse than Obama and Clinton. And we need to do whatever we can to bring about justice, to get these leftists, financed by George Soros, and I'm of Jewish origin myself. I'm a Christian. I'm a Jewish Christian. So I don't mean this in an anti-Semitic way, but he's a self-hating Jew who assisted the Nazis in World War II in confiscating property from the Jewish people. This is the guy who's financing the Democratic Party and Obama and Clinton and the rest of them. He's extremely powerful.
Yeah, let me make a comment about Soros. I want to say something about Soros is people don't know the whole history that he was the only Nazi spy that wasn't executed by the Russians. He shows up in London dealing stolen art that the Nazis had taken and that the Soviets had then captured. He's engaging in a one-man crime wave during the Cold War, trying to collapse the British pound. And then he comes to the U.S. with his Open Society program. He's somebody that, if you look at his history, you just have to ask the question, was he originally a Russian agent? And is that why they spared him? Just like the Nazis spared him because he agreed to work for them. Did he agree to work for the Soviets once they captured him? And I think if you look at his record, you have to ask that question seriously. Let's go to one more quick call with Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on.
Yeah, what I was wondering about is how do we get rid of the entrenched deep state in the DOJ and the Justice Department? If you look at it, Mueller, then Comey, then what they're saying about Ray. How do these people get slipped in front of a president to how they can get put in positions of power? And then it filters down to the field agents around the country.
Okay, thank you for the call. We only got a minute left. Larry, can you comment, how do you get rid of this entrenched deep state? 97% of lawyers are leftists. It's all throughout the system now. Does it even matter that Trump won? Did Obama stack the system so much that it doesn't even matter?
It does. For the same reason President Trump has the power to have me appointed special counsel, and again, go to freedomwatchusa.org, sign that petition, because I send him those names, and I'm also sending Sessions those names. He has the same power to clean house at the Justice Department. He's not getting good advice right now. The poor guy is hit with 25 different things every day of people trying to destroy him, but he has the power to clean out the Justice Department. I'll tell you, most people there walk around like Night of the Walking Dead, like zombies. About 30% of the Justice Department actually does its job. You can get rid of 70%. Let's keep 30% who aren't conflicted by being Clinton and Obama loyalists.
Okay, Larry Klayman, thank you very much for being our guest. This is InfoWars with Joel Gilbert. Thank you for being here. Please check InfoWars.com, FreedomWatchUSA.org. Thank you so much, right from the left coast.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alex Jones here with an...